that in 2 months, you're worse than somebody who never had a job. Except the Lord build a house. Labor in vain. That's why you cannot just depend on earthly savings. You need to secure the heavens to cover and back up the earth. I will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Say a loud amen. Continue, sir.
There arose a mighty famine in
what
that
kind
land.
Of famine?
A mighty famine.
Not ordinary famine. No. Not the kind of famine you can pretend and pose and cover up. Mighty famine. And without the blessing of open heavens, you are in trouble. Of course, you know the problem, the story. He ended up walking in a pig house and began to eat the pig's food. Then he realized, oh, see how I have fallen. Me that used to lead. Me that used to handle prayer. Me that used to minister and people will be blessed. See where I am. But I thank God for this young man. He was not too proud to return. He was not too proud to say, I'm going back to foundation class. If that is what this I should do. I am returning back. My pastor, I am back. I have lost it, but I've not lost my senses. I am back. I'm telling you, when the devil tells you don't go, they will laugh at you. It's a lie. The number of people praying for you to return are too many. Don't go, they will laugh at you. Don't go, they will mock. Don't go, the devil is a liar. Everybody celebrated his return except one person. So the number of those that will be happy over your restoration are far more than those that will gossip you. And the one everybody is talking about, my mouth is, you are not that important. When the devil tells you everybody is talking about you, it's a lie. It's an exaggerated opinion of yourself. You are not that important to occupy everybody's conversation. Who are you? Are you the giver of oxygen? God that gives everybody everything. Do we talk about him every second? No. People need to be reminded, pray, reminded, worship, reminded, love God, reminded, come to church. Because in life, there are many things that choke up people's minds. So don't let the devil lie to you. Ah, they are talking about you. No, they are not. Some are not even aware that you are back. They are busy fighting their own battles. Push your neighbor, say, come back! Come back to faithfulness. Come back to obedience. Come back to the word of God. Come back to paying your tithes. Come back to offerings. Rejoice when you have an opportunity to renew the covenant because you have just paralyzed an attack of the devil. Somebody say amen. Amen. A second man, Luke chapter 12, he is called the rich fool. This man's own concern, very good in earthly savings, but zero in heavenly savings. You know, I ended, the money survived, but he didn't survive. Very good in earthly savings, securities, stocks, bonds. He knows the latest treasury bills. Very intelligent, financially very intelligent. And he puts things in place and everything. The money is secure, but he himself. Because you can't put your life in a bank. You can't convert your life to treasury bill. You cannot convert your life to stocks and shares. Malaria will find you. Typhoid fever. I know you boil your water at home, but unknown to you, the so-called bottled water you just bought is from a fake company. They bottled it very well, but the water is not sterilized. Just put in the pump behind from borehole. They use their sealed it well. Push into the market. You don't know. There are things only God sees. What you are drinking as a bottle of malt, you don't know. It's somebody's arrangement. I'm telling you what is going on. It was after you had drank the first gulp of the bottle of wine. Say, this wine is tasting somehow. And somebody says, nah, this is bad wine. But already half has entered your mouth. Rock of ages. Cleft for me. Let me hide myself. That man was smart. He knew how to save and invest his money. But his life, he didn't know how to invest it. The money remained, but he died. I refuse to die like that. My tithe brings a harvest of more than just naira and kobo. My tithe brings a harvest of more than cash and clothes. Do you understand what I'm saying? My offering, my seed, guarantees more than just house rent and money to buy car. No! What if I buy the car and yet the owner of the car does not survive to drive the car? You must make sure you are not just smart in earthly investment, earthly savings. You must secure your life with heavenly savings. Read that scripture for us. Luke chapter 12 from verse 16.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully.
He was already rich, practicing the covenant, paying his tithe well, but suddenly one bumper harvest that has never come before. Biggest contract, 1.2 billion. Boom! Tithe. Hey, hey! Now, wow. Now, how much is the tithe? That what? No. That kind of money is too much for church. When the tithe was small, he could pay. But it became big. Ah! All this money, what would they do with it? What would they do with it? That is where many people collapse. And so they keep rising and falling. Rising and going back. Rising and going back. They are driving big cars, yesterday's glory, with no new breakthrough. No new breakthrough. Read on, sir.
And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do?
What shall I do? No wisdom to say, I need to remember the God who blessed me. I need to go to the man of God to answer my life who spoke favor upon me. No. What will I do? He stayed away from church. Nobody can access him. He's a big man now. Big fence. Bodyguard everywhere. Cut off himself. But sir, death does not respect burglary. Sickness does not respect bulletproof car. It can enter anywhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? The angel that killed Herod, bodyguards didn't see him. Invisible messengers, they will not find you.
Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits.
I mean, it's excess, plenty. Plenty. Let me tell you something, sir. Whenever God increases your inflow, income, he wants you to increase your kingdom investment. Increase what? Your kingdom investment. Don't increase spending. Many people just think that increase in income means increase spending. Buy bigger car. Move from that small house to a bigger house. Oh yeah, change all your wardrobe. Buy better clothes. Oh yeah, now buy a bigger phone. Oh yeah, quickly. Buy a bigger laptop. They just start spending and spending and spending and spending. And that's what that man did.
And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater.
Okay.
And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to
Stop.
My soul.
I will say to my soul. What's the right thing you should say to his soul? Remember your creator. Go to the God who blessed you. Have you paid your tithe? Have you forgotten the place where God spoke favor over your life? That's not what he said to his soul. What did he say to his soul?
Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for
you. You have tried. You have arrived.
You are now
among the big boys. Praise the Lord. So take your ease, relax, and do what?
Eat, drink, and be merry.
Okay.
But God said unto him.
Somebody say, but. But God said,
thou fool,
aye.
This night aye. Thy soul shall be required of thee.
Do you know he didn't even eat it that night? He didn't eat it. Some people have not died. It's just one hell battle that has started. One hell battle. And they are busy fighting that battle. No time to enjoy the money. Beloved, pay your tithe. It's not a loss. You are laying up for yourself. Do you hear the word of God? You are laying up for yourself. Give to the kingdom. Sponsor God's work. It's a blessing to increase. It's a blessing. If you didn't have it, will you spend it? It's a blessing for your income to increase. Don't show God your arrival by spending. Save both in God's kingdom and on earth. Say aloud, amen. But why don't people save despite they're good in savings? Why don't they save? Number one, living a life of credit and debt. In fact, number one, overspending. Number two, living a life of credit and debt, overspending. You say, man of God, how can somebody's money increase and then he lives a life of debt? Very simple. You wanted to buy a car of 1.2 million and then boom, 1.8 million came in. Nah, so what happens? I won't buy a car of 1.2 million. No, I'm bigger than that. How much is this one? They say it's 1.9. Okay, 1.8, 1.9, only 100K. All right, take this 1.7. I am coming with the balance. And God said, when I finish with you, you will know that you are not the one that gave yourself a 9. Why? The money has increased, so his greed increases. So instead of renting a 2-bedroom flat, he now wants a duplex. After all, his money has increased. So what happens? He will, because this one came, so he thinks the next one will come. So he will have the confidence to take credit. After all, I will soon return and pay. I will soon return and pay. The business is doing well now. And then, things change. Because the God that opened the door is watching you. He's doing what? Watching. Be careful of overspending. Number two, be careful of living a life of credit and debt. Credit and what? Debt. Another thing you should avoid, love of pleasure. Avoid love for pleasure. People who love pleasure won't go far. Avoid love for pleasure. Proverbs 21:17. Next, avoid carelessness. People who handle money carelessly. No, what's there? I beg. That's no money now. 10K is no money. Very careless. They have no respect, no value for resources. They are careless. Proverbs 27, verse 23. Next, avoid slackness. They are not thorough, they are not diligent. They are not disciplined. Slack. They don't take time to investigate things, compare prices. They don't take time to negotiate. They are bigger than that. So people keep cheating them and cheating them. Before they know it, all their income is gone. Proverbs 10 verse 4. He that deals with a slack hand will come to poverty. Next, haste and impatience. Avoid a life of haste and impatience. People who are in a hurry to have money end in poverty. Proverbs 28 verse 22. Avoid a life of haste. Avoid a life of haste in a hurry. To make it quick, make it big. Please beware of living a life of credit and debt. Next, love for pleasure. Next, carelessness. Next, slackness in financial dealings. And what's the next one? Haste and impatience. Avoid all these things. Avoid all these things. Why do people live a life of credit and debt? Why do people live a life of credit and debt? Why? Why do people live a life of credit and debt? Not discipline themselves to their limited income. They don't discipline themselves to their limited income. Their greed is bigger than their income. They won't discipline themselves to their limited income. Next, not investing their income to grow it. Rather, they spend it. Instead of investing the income to grow it, they spend it. If you will invest what comes to you, it will grow. And that's why we are talking savings. Because if you save, with time, you will have what to invest. But if you keep spending, you will never be able to save and you will never be able to invest. Next, deception.
I want to give up.
Deception. By available lenders. They are deceived by who? Available lenders. No. If you just need money, relax. I'll give you. How much? Just, what is there? Nothing. 100,000. Just 30% interest. You know you need the money, so just collect it. Sharp, sharp. If you can't pay, just be servicing the interest. The intention is for you not to pay. So that you service the interest and he will make more than the 100,000 in no time. That's the goal. No money lender wants you to pay. He makes more money by your not paying. Your continuously owing the money makes him more money. So his intention is for you not to pay, so that the interest keeps accruing and he makes more money. It's a business deal. Do you understand? No. You can pay bit by bit. No way. Some of them have done covenant with their money, so that whoever collects the money is not able to pay off. So don't be deceived by available lenders. It's a business. It's a transaction. It's a deal. They are looking for who to enslave. You will not fall prey. Next, greed. Incontrollable greed and lust. People that cannot control their greed. They want it, they want it, they want it. So they do anything to get it. Next, impatience. That's how people end up borrowing. Impatience. Impatience. They are not patient. They can't wait for their time. The Bible says there's a time for everything. Yes or no? He makes all things beautiful when? In his time. But people are impatient. They are desperate. They'll be able to see if they don't have it now. They don't have it now. They will die. Impatience. May God deliver us from it in Jesus' name. No self-denial. They can't say no to themselves. No ability to deny themselves. They can't say no to themselves. Once they want it, they must have it. Next, no sense of delayed gratification. They don't know that with time, whatever you are looking for will come. With time. But they have no control, no rule, no discipline. So because of that, they keep borrowing. Why do people borrow? Wasteful living. Wasteful living. The one that is theirs, they waste it. They borrow more, waste it. Next, pride. Pride and arrogance. They create for themselves a level of living that is a lie. It's not true. No. Somebody like me, I cannot drink normal water. I must drink cold water. I cannot eat food without mineral. I must take mineral. These are false lives. Praise the Lord. May God deliver us from pride. Another reason why people borrow. Competition and comparison. Competition and what? Comparison. They are competing with other people. They are comparing themselves with others. Life is in levels. Yes or no? Limit yourself to your level. Next, living in past glory. They don't know how to adjust their standard of living when things have changed. They keep living in past glory. So they must borrow to support and sustain that false glory. Living in past glory. Living in past glory. Another reason why people borrow. False projections. They deceive themselves with false projections. I'm expecting some money. From where? Nowhere. But he's just deceiving himself. Getting some money. Living false projections. Amen, somebody? The Bible says before you start a building, sit down and count the cost. Don't start it and then say money is coming. By faith. That's not faith. That's false projection. Live where God has kept you per time. When the time is right, he will take you to the next level. Praise the Lord. Putting themselves under undue pressure. That's another reason why they borrow. Putting themselves under undue pressure. Either they put themselves or they allow other themselves under undue pressure. Oh dear, how can we stay without DSTV? Hey, DSTV. We can stay without it. There's a time for everything. Are you glad you came? Next, inability to break bad habits. When you cannot break a bad habit can push you into borrowing. Yes or no? A bad habit can push you into borrowing. Into borrowing. A bad habit. Bad habit. Another reason why people borrow, ignorance and foolishness. When you lack knowledge, people take advantage of you. People push you into the wrong things. People give you wrong advice and you just keep following when you lack knowledge. And lastly, why do people borrow? Wrong associations. You enter into a wrong circle of friends that put you under pressure. They say, you have to do this. No. Please, don't fall our hand. You must do your wedding reception in so place. Your cake must be 7 levels. Are we climbing it? Your friends will push you into what is beyond you. May God deliver us in Jesus' name. But beloved, if you are going to escape the life of financial ruin and failure, you must know how to say no to borrowing. You must know how to do what? Say no to borrowing. Say, I will not borrow. Say it again, I will not borrow. Say it again, I will not borrow. Questions to ask to avoid borrowing. Number one, can I afford it now? Can I afford it now? Number two, is there no cheaper alternative? Is there no cheaper alternative? Question number three, have I compared prices at different places? Have I compared prices at different places? Question number four, won't I need this money for something more important? Won't I need this money for something more important? If I keep paying 30% interest, won't I need to use that money for something else? Am I alive just to be making money for this man? Am I his slave? Ask yourself these candid questions. Amen, somebody? Next, can I pay back this money in peace? Or will I be under pressure? Can I pay back this money in peace? How many of you know that? They'll say, no, you can pay later. From the next day, they start worrying you. Please, can I come for that money? What's your challenge? Yes, I can pay later. Today is later now. They start worrying you. Will I be able to pay this back in peace? Another question. How much of my problems does this purchase solve? How much of my problems does this purchase solve? This thing I'm buying on credit, this thing I'm buying and carrying debt, this thing I'm buying with interest, how much of my problem does it really solve? May God help us in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, if you will candidly ask these questions and answer them sincerely, you will say no to borrowing. Okay, one more question. What are the embarrassments that follows borrowers who cannot pay? What are the embarrassments that follows what? Borrowers who cannot pay. If something happens now and I'm not able to pay this money, what are the top five embarrassments I will face? Stand up, let us go. What are the top seven embarrassments that I'm likely to face? Tell your neighbor, don't borrow. Don't buy on credit. Did you hear that? Tell him, save. And when you save, you enjoy the blessings of increase. The blessings of what? Enjoy the blessings of increase. What to do? Number one, pay all your tithes first on every income so that the favor of God can be on your life. Pay all your tithes first on every income. That's what to do. Make sure heaven is backing you. Make sure that heaven is covering you. Make sure that heaven is watching over you. Pay all your tithes on every income. Next, remove a fixed amount or percentage to begin savings. Remove either 20% or you can say an amount. But you must begin. Remove a fixed amount to begin savings. Number three, deposit all monies for saving in a bank that you will not touch. I call it a no-go account. Deposit all monies meant for saving in a no-go account. Deposit it right. If you keep it around, you will spend it all. Yes or no? So quickly get it out of the way and send it to a no-go account. Praise the Lord. Number four, do not break your savings except for a better investment. Do not break your savings except for a better investment. And number five, be patient as your savings grows over time. Savings will not grow overnight. So don't get up here now and go to your house and every morning in this house now I'm packing all to the bank. You will need to buy kerosene tomorrow. Some people, once they hear message like this, they get up and they do things in extreme. Madam, did you hear that message? Give me the food money I gave you. Give me. Give me the money for filling gas. Give me. There won't we fill gas. We won't fill gas. Enough. Cook with firewood. Your mother cook with firewood. Extreme irrational rash actions. Give me. Give me the money I gave you for baby food. Bring it. Won't baby eat? Baby has eaten enough. Bring. Some people just do things like that. You see? Yes, I know the message has touched you. You are unhappy. Why have I not been saving since? But relax. Take your time. Decide an amount or a percentage and stick to that and let it grow patiently over time. Rise to your feet. Let's give God praise. Did God bless you today? Now lift your hands and thank Him for the word of wisdom that has come to you. Thank Him for the word of wisdom. Thank Him for divine instruction. Thank Him for light and understanding that has come to you. Give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him worship, give Him honor, give Him adoration. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for light, for understanding, for insight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Father, I receive grace to live a life of savings. Deliver me from spending. Deliver me from wastage. Deliver me from losses. Deliver me from debts. Grace to save. Open your mouth and pray that prayer now. Everybody pray. Everybody pray. Grace to live a life of savings. Grace to live a life of discipline. Grace to control my spending. Grace to avoid borrowing. Grace to avoid credit. I receive grace from God to live a life of savings. 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 I receive grace. I receive grace. I receive grace. In Jesus' name. Prayer number two. How many of you know that God answers prayer? Please, the prayer you do not pray, don't expect Him to answer. God is too responsible to deal with irresponsible people. Nobody can pray your prayer for you. Nobody. Nobody. I'd like you to please understand, 95% of life problems can be handled financially. 95%. 95. If you just have wisdom in the area of finances, you'll be shocked the peace that will come into your life. Lift your hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every negative financial habit, overspending, recklessness, carelessness, trusting the wrong people, I break it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Any wrong habit in the area of finances, inability to say no, inability to discipline my spending, I break it now. I escaped every financial crisis. I escaped financial crisis. I escape financial crisis. I escape financial crisis. In Jesus' name. Thirdly, Lord, grace to be faithful in my time. Grace to mend open heavens over my life. Grace to be faithful to the God who blessed me. Lift your two hands everywhere and ask Him for grace to be faithful. Pray right now. Grace to be faithful. Grace not to rob God. Faithful in my tithe. I am laying up for myself. I am not doing anybody a favor. I am laying up for myself. Grace to be faithful. To seek first the kingdom of God in my business, in my finances, in my income. Grace to be faithful. 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 Grace to honor God. Grace to obey God. Grace to get it right. I receive grace in Jesus' name. I pray for you an outpouring of financial wisdom. I pray for you multiplied financial grace. I pray for you ears that can hear and eyes that can see. I pray for you discernment to escape wrong people that want to drain you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you capacity for financial discipline. You won't build for a devourer to tear down. You won't gather for a waster to scatter. In the name of Jesus. You have been missing it. The wisdom of God comes upon you now. The wisdom of God comes upon you now. The wisdom of God comes upon you now. You are blessed. Patience to start small and continue faithfully. In the name of Jesus. Now wave your hands and tell him, thank you, Lord. Wave your hands and tell him, thank you, Lord. Wave your hands and tell him, thank you, Lord. Forget what you look like now. Just thank him. The word has entered you. Thank him. The word has entered you. Thank him. The word has entered you. Entered your business. Entered your finances. Entered your family. Just thank him. Beginning from you, something new is happening. Thank him. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, shout the loudest. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's word today because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekagadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.